Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning into episode 75 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts this evening are Kingsley Mac and Sin. And that's all.
Hey.
I said that's all. Let's close up now. Well, where can we find you, Sin?
You can find me in the club.
No. How you doing, man?
Good. You?
I'm good, except I did hurt my shoulder today from the fall.
The fall.
I'm a little gimpy right now.
That sounds like a horror movie.
The fall. Well, and I even messed up my wrist a little bit, so hopefully I'm not going to have like gaming issues. I can't play.
Yeah, you we'll need
have
to see.
We'll have you to need see. To fix I'll, that. I'll bring out the controller tonight afterwards and see if I'm able to still play.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah. No, actually, I lie. I did game a little bit today. We'll talk about that in a bit, but it wasn't Destiny today. I just wanted to do something light. But what have you been up to, sir?
Other than month-end close at work, I've been trying to get as much Destiny in as possible, and I've done just that. I'm sure we can talk about it a little bit later, but yeah, Destiny and work. It's been my jam.
Is work fun or crazy as usual?
Crazy as usual.
Well, sorry, it's not fun.
I mean, I had a I didn't get home until 2:30 one night, and then 2 o'clock one night, and then 12:30 last night. So yeah, that's my joys right
now. Yeah, because of the drive too. That's what's really crazy, right?
Drive. Yep. End of month. Yeah, but it's cool.
Wow.
Made some decent money this month, so that's all that matters.
Until you die from exhaustion.
I mean, that could be. Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
What about you? What have you been up to?
I guess we can start talking about gaming. So we don't have a guest this week, obviously, but we want to talk about, you know, what we've been doing, and there's a couple small interesting topics that have come up since the last time we talked. But for me, maybe in a small way, not even as much Destiny as you. Who knows? It'd be interesting if you could actually see your. You know, they have those total active hours. Like, can you just see like the last week? You know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes
I don't know if you can see it for a week, though.
No, I don't think so. But they did have something once, Destiny heat map. Remember when it was that laser tag weekend and you had to be in the Crucible on a certain day? And so someone's like, yeah, check out this website, Destiny heat map, and you can see if you've logged in on a certain day and if you've played PvE or PvP. And I don't know if it also, I don't think it tracked how long you played that day. Just, I think, gosh, now we should do. Can you get our research assistant on this right away, Sin, and let us know?
Where's Laz?
Laz! And this is the part where you can use some funny magical editing and bring him in. But anyways, I know I did some raiding. I don't even remember what now this week. Did we do anything together?
Crown of Sorrow.
That's right. Void.
All void.
That might have been the only time I ran a raid this week with
one you. Right oh, after that, Scourge of Past.
Wait, one other quick thing. I do want to give a shout out to, I did run a raid earlier in the week, or if it was the week before, but I want to give a shout out to Truth Lives, and he is in our Discord now and also in Guardian Down, and he has his own community. I'm not sure if he wants to promote it or not, but hit him up if you're interested. And he had some friends that I met up with, and we did PC, a lot of good PC players, and we did a Last Wish. I forget if we were trying to do, I think we were doing like an all arc or something like that. And we didn't get it done because they were short on time, and then I had to go somewhere. But shout out to him. But yeah, then let's talk about this last weekend we did. Some raid.
Yep. Oh, that Crown of Sorrow.
And it was a quick run. We did well. Despite you and Nolzy in there.
actually was a pretty quick run. And I think actually earlier in the day, I did a Last Wish as well. I think that was with Nolzy's clip, or not Nolzy, Verstin's group. Because they
tell us about that. You did it legit, right?
did it legit. It's actually my first time doing it legit. Now, all I did was add clear, so I have no clue what the heck was going on. But I do know there was something to do with shooting eyes, and then you do two phases. You like do each size of the auditorium, I guess you did two auditoriums or whatever, and then you come back into the middle where you start the encounter. So it was interesting. It was definitely different.
Was it everything you hoped? Was it so worth it?
It was worth it. And Queen's Walk went pretty well. We did that first try. So
yeah, right. If you can do it legit, Riven, you can probably do Queen's Walk pretty easily.
Right. But yeah, I wouldn't mind learning the encounters at some point, since I haven't been. I don't think I've done the cheese way in a long time.
Riven?
Yep. I don't think I've done like the sword strats and such.
That's right. You haven't. I've done it a bit. I guess you've just never been in the group.
Right. I'm slacking.
It's pretty easy. You just need to, just sword.
Sword.
Well, and or bubble. Both, whatever, it's easy. Other than that, it's the same. You just go to the one room. If it's not, then you go to the other room.
Right. And I've also actually played some trials this past weekend, which was, that was interesting. I got destroyed, but it was still fun. I had a good time doing it. That's really all that matters.
All right. So you had a fun time. I noticed you want to know what your stats are.
Oh, you pulled it up?
2 wins in 3 hours.
Trial.
You were in there for 3 hours.
I know. It was brutal.
You know, if I played you capped out as fun, sure, but...
I'm only a couple wins away now from finishing in the title and finishing out my Solstice gear, so I'd like to get that at some point.
Sure. Sounds totally worth it.
Now, have you finished your Trials gears?
No, as people know, and I've mentioned, I do not care in the least. I don't care about these ornaments. They don't look cool to me, and there's no other reason to do it other than if you care about the white glow, and I don't care how the armor looks. So the only thing I'm really, quote, grinding right now is slowly Prophecy Dungeon armor for better rolls, because I kind of like how that one looks. Now, of course, in the future, when Transmog finally becomes a thing, then we can just roll for any good armor and then make it look however we want. Well, within reason. Hopefully they bring most everything is available to transmog.
As ornaments at least, or however they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. But I am definitely not going to be rocking this Solstice armor. I don't even like it right now. And I kind of joke with people, but I really doubt people have gone through all this effort to get it done. Are they really going to be wearing it come this fall when something new better comes out?
Well, I don't know. I did hear it had some pretty decent stats involved, like the stats were high. So that's my... No,
it's just the same as everything else. I mean, you can roll for it, but just like everything else. So yeah, some people have gotten high rolls, but I don't know that it like necessarily drops higher than other things on average. In fact, Fallout did numbers. If you want to re-roll for it some more, you can, farm the EAZ, boring, and get more of those packages that you need. You know, everyone's getting millions of keys, but you actually need the packages too if you want to re-roll for the armor. And he showed it was about a 1/3 drop rate for getting an armor piece versus just crap when you open one of the packages. And then it was about a 1/2 of a chance of that getting a good roll, which is considered 60 or higher probably would be a good roll. And a lot of people, they even just want to go like 65 or high 60s for it to be considered good, because I don't know, I already have a 60 on just my free armor that dropped. So it's there, but I don't know, unless you're grinding EAZ all the time and opening hundreds of packages, that it's really... you're going to be getting any great armor from it.
Well, hopefully. I might put some mods in it. I'm starting to do the mod game a little bit more, so.
Yeah, mod game is good. It's something that I always am meant to do.
Meant to do?
You have a fun, yeah. Didn't you have a fun role you were doing in Trials?
Yeah, I try to do the build with... hammer throw, basically, that everybody was, you know, talking about, where you basically have the one hit kill with, forget the name, the Aeon, those gauntlets for the Titan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to forget the name. Shame on me. They basically turn your sticky grenades explode on impact.
That's right. And actually, the mods weren't as important, right? It was more just the exotic and the right build, right?
Right. That helps. The exotic is the main piece to that. Obviously, the mods do help in other aspects, but you definitely need the exotic.
I was watching you play, and it did seem like a good build. It looked like fun. It looked like it was kind of an easy way to, you know, I saw you, were you like throwing a hammer and then a grenade or something? I don't know Titan as well, so forgive me if I say it wrong.
Yeah, the whole deal is you're supposed to get stacks with a hammer, and then it makes the grenades a little more powerful, so it's a one-hit kill, and then you basically get them back.
Yeah, I mean, it looked fairly effective. You were doing some work with it at times.
And I was running Malicious Birthright. I was having a little bit more fun with that.
Yeah,
got a couple grenade kills, but still no mountaintop for me.
Mm. No mountaintop what, kills?
No, yeah, I need the kills to get mountaintop, actually.
Oh,
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
But I had, running all the Crucible matches, I got the Colony Catalyst and the Jade Catalyst. And I thought I had one more drop, but I can't remember at the moment. And I know we've gotten to the point on our sleeper catalyst where we need just the sleeper kills.
I was going to ask, let's do some live report on that, Sin. Live report. can you let us know what percentage you are on your sleeper?
I think only 3%.
Check if you want. I'm only at 1%, so you have me beat.
Yeah, I think it's only 3. I don't have it. I have my game up, but I'm actually on my hunter.
I'm cheating
on my Titan.
Is today backwards day? Rosie, are you on your Titan today?
Well, I've been decided to do my hunter anyway because I wanted to get at least the purples for him. And then I got my purples done for my warlock at least. But that's about it. Still on my blues for hunter. I got caught up in Crucible just trying to farm kills for my Vigilance Wing.
So, I don't know if you're in an activity right now, but if you're not, you should go to the Tower or Mars. Have you noticed, Sin? I haven't noticed until I started reading the Pultassi articles, that the world is actually changing right now in front of our eyes.
Oh, I did hear about that. Crates.
Yeah, there are crates appearing in the Tower hangar on the different planets, Mars, Mercury, I mean, all the places, I think, I got to confirm, but they're like crates for like leaving. So it's kind of like the vendors packing up in each area.
Well, they know it's about to get real.
I guess it's so weird with how the season's going, because this would have been wrapping up like the final hurrah, one more week to go. And remember how we had that evacuation quest? I don't know, like a month and a half ago now, there was just 1 week of it where we had to, wasn't it like it started on Io and we actually had to do one of the weekly bounties and then we had to go around to different places and just do little lame things, but it was part of the evacuation quest.
That you're talking about right at the beginning of the season when we first.
No, it wasn't at the very beginning. They brought it out a few weeks later. Now I got to look this up.
I do think I remember where you had to get the bounties from the vendors.
Yeah, it wasn't related to the other quests, and a lot of people got confused and thought it was. Well, maybe it was at the beginning of the season. I don't know. I'll look it up. But it has been paused, and we're kind of wondering when it's coming back. I mean, the season would have been ending by now, so maybe we were able to build on the fly of pushing it back. We're hoping that, you know, as this is recording and I don't know what will come out, but next week for our time of recording this is when the summer solstice event will be done. Also, there's going to be a 2.9.2 patch. I really hope something small and new comes in the game. Maybe they'll finally start the Traveler's Chosen exotic quest, and maybe they'll enhance the evacuation quest some more and have some new things to do. Because if not, September is going to be an empty month.
It will be. I'm hoping they do bring in the Traveler's Chosen at least. That would be kind of exciting, because if I don't get my Trials wins, then maybe I can at least get that for the seal.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. People, obviously, you will be able to. That'll be the easy way when next week, or all the way up through probably a month after that, whenever it comes out. Then we'll be seeing the Discords light up, everyone getting their moments, or
the seals.
The seasonal one and the Moments of Triumph.
Right. And I think, I don't know if it's this week or next, the last piece to the lore for doing the missions. Yeah, it's
next week. So we have one this week and one more next week. Mm-hmm. And then also, yeah, there's rumors of something going on with that too. Remember at the beginning that people found, like, they glitched into areas that looked, someone posted a picture. I mean, spoiler alert, skip 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this, but a picture that looked like a Court of Orcs area with the hive statues, the thrall ones, and like, whoa, this is interesting. Maybe we're going to, I guess the word on the street is we're going to fight Nokris, but I don't know. But at least hopefully they bring something different with the interference missions.
I hope so. We'll see. Time will tell at this point.
I mean, in October, we have the Halloween event, but how fun is that going to be? I mean, there's no way it's going to be anything that much different from the last couple of years, which is the same as Moments. That's why I didn't care that much about, Summer Solstice. That's why I didn't care so much about that. whatever, it's fine. It's fine. You know, we love this game. It's fun to, like, say what we're not liking in it. But we sure love it because we have a podcast and we're playing it all the time.
And including now.
Including now. I want to give a shout out too. We did do one other raid that night after you went to bed, after we ran Crown of Sorrow. We then ran a Scourge of the Past.
Oh, nice. And
I believe
Brother a couple Ben, people that...
Anarchy?
I was going to say a couple people that were doing that I thought needed it.
Well, yeah, not everyone that needed it got it, but at least one or two people got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, now's the time with all the drops, and you can basically farm the final encounter. It is definitely the time. If you haven't done it, do it now.
It is. Yeah, I'm looking at these pictures of the different crates piling up in the different locations. Tower Hangar on Titan. He says there's moving day vibes going on. In Titan, I see this. Io Mercury. Yeah, I know. Great podcast material. Not like you guys can see, but check it out. Check out that article or go to those locations if you haven't, and you can see what's going on with this crates and evacuation quest.
Yeah, definitely do it before the season ends. It's, as Luke Smith said prior, you had to be there when.
Yeah. Well, they've announced some things that are going on. They announced, now this is an exclusive. Gator, listen up. Luke Smith actually came to me in a dream. And he confirmed, actually, that there will be no new engine. Oh!
Exclusive.
At least not for a while. Just kind of like how he said, we're going to drop. I mean, we're not going to call it Destiny Online. We're going to just keep Destiny 2 for a while because we have no reason to drop that for a bit. We might down the road. Said we should have some fun little wagers from time to time on our show. I mean, what good is a Destiny podcast if we can't have a strong opinion
friendly
on what's happening?
Wagers.
I don't really have any strong opinions, though. Although I did mention, and I feel like this is an easy one. Other people probably would. It's, you know, wagers are better if they're like a really strong or unique one, and then you're right, you know? But I guess still this is a moderately strong opinion. I believe that next fall, 2021, and what is that? Witch Queen, I think?
That sounds right, yeah.
Beyond Light, Witch Queen, and then Lightfall, something like that. Anyways, next fall, 2021, support for PS4 and Xbox will be gone, and it'll only be the new PS5 and new Xbox.
You think that's coming?
Oh, yeah, I do. And I think it'll be the fall. You want to know why?
New engine.
Yes, actually. Now, Gator, we love you. All this talk about new engine not coming this fall doesn't mean it's not coming at all. But I think if it comes, it'll be next year. And I feel like, regardless of new engine or not, the bigger point is they are going to drop support for PS4 and the older, was Xbox One, the current, is that what it's currently called? I don't know the
name. Xbox One X.
One X, S, F, S, T, Q, P, who knows? But the current Xbox will be dropped also for the new ones. And
more frames.
Yeah. Why would they not drop it sooner or later, you may ask? Well, they will not drop it sooner than that because as of today, you can buy Destiny 2 Beyond Light with the season, the yearly season pass for PS4 and Xbox. So there's no way they can drop it until next fall, or else why would they be selling that yearly bundle?
Unless they plan on making it, you get it if you have it now. They give it to you free like Xbox doing, where if you buy something now, it's compatible with the new platforms.
No. Yes, but no. But if you're buying yes, PS4, no. It has to last for a year, or else you could ask for your money back, right? I mean, they can't say like, oh, when we sold it to you, we didn't tell you you actually had to buy a PS5 for it to work, you know, halfway through next year. And then they probably won't do it any later than that because why? I mean, that's kind of like very similar to what they did with Rise of Iron. Also, it wasn't the new system's out for about a year or so, and then Rise of Iron's like, okay, you can only do PS4 now. Maybe they're out for a little bit longer than a year, but I just feel like that'll be a clean break. With the way the world moves these days, there's no reason for them to go longer than fall 2021 to be only on PS5.
Yeah. So
that's my prediction. Take it for what it's worth. I don't know if you have a different prediction or anything else you want
to... I'm still sticking to Wrath of Machine.
Oh, yes. But you can't have that just go forever, Sin. You got to pick a time frame. What good is a prediction if you just say, Wrath of Machine is going to come sometime in the future?
That's true.
Well, that's an easy prediction. I make it too. There's been articles going around the community. There was the wish you luck posting. There was the Astacross video with a lot of stuff that's being said that, like, I thought this was all obvious. Like, we already knew this, but Astacross saying stuff like, well, one of the reasons why they're taking stuff out is not just for space, but it's probably a bigger reason so they can redo stuff. Well, yeah, they told us they're going to redo stuff and bring it back. It's not a secret. And obviously, if they bring it back, they'll probably want to make it look better, kind of like how they made the moon look better from D1, All this stuff. So, yes, they're going to be bringing stuff back and making it look better. Being in the industry and knowing about engines, you don't necessarily have to have a new engine for things to look better, but it's easier with a new engine. And it is true, some old engines can't make things look better to a certain extent, but it's not even so much the engine that gives us the graphics these days anyways. It's something called the graphics API. So on Windows, you have DirectX. You know, a lot of people have heard of DirectX. They're not sure exactly what it means. You know, you have that DirectX 11 and 12. Destiny has its engine, and then it just pumps out all the graphics to the DirectX controller, and then that's what you can get your graphics all the way up to 4K, 60 to 120 frames if you have some really good card or anywhere below that. But it's not so much the engine. And same thing, if we get a new engine, probably the bigger reason is not for better graphics per se. It's further optimizations, which will be good. I still hope that we'll have bigger vault space. I still hope that we can have like sub menus in our inventory, right? Wouldn't that be cool? We go into our, let's say we just wanted to slot an auto rifle type and we could have different favorites. And so you know, on our 9 slots for our primary, we can hover over and then it's auto rifle. And then we can sub hover underneath that and then have like different auto rifles we can pick from. And there's so many things they could do. But we just need better memory management and a better engine to do those things, which it is true that sometimes that can only be done on better hardware. So again, my prediction is we'll see some quality of life in optimizations maybe this fall, but we probably won't have anything earth-shattering unless they do it only on PC or only on PS5 or the new Xbox. But then the PS4 and the current Xbox people will be a little sad. So whatever, they'll be phased out next fall anyways, is my prediction.
Do you want to talk a little bit about stasis since we're recording late?
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be a good thing to talk about, even though I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. Stasis, and they showed off the Warlock so far. Did you look at that? I mean, they talked about all three.
A little bit.
They did an extended look at the Warlock. Now, stasis is interesting because even though we know it's a power, and they keep using words like freezing and shattering and stuff like that. So it's, and frozen solid. So I almost hope like this wasn't, you know, people are just going to call this like an ice class, even though it's not technically, it's stasis power. But when Bungie's even using words like frozen solid, freezing your enemy, froze, you know, all this stuff, then I mean, how are we not supposed to just consider it an ice subclass?
Exactly.
But the Warlock, I mean, I digress for a second, but even though the armor, I don't love how it looks that they've shown us so far, of course, once again. He has a staff. It's all right. It's kind of a weird staff. I way prefer how staffs look in Diablo, but this staff has kind of a weird icicle-looking thing on top. And
kind of like a trident, it looked like.
Yeah, trident. Yeah, yeah, that is a good explanation. Not as like heavily formed as a trident, but similar-ish. But anyways, the powers seem cool. So the Warlock is called the Shadebinder, and Fracture with Frost is the subtitle. And you have the three different powers. You have the Winter's Wrath. You have a Stasis Staff. And you can launch projectiles, freezing as many enemies as possible and shattering them all in one fell swoop. The Shadebinder ensures no one is left standing. So you first send out the Shatter Shockwave, which detonates the crystal on their staff, creating a devastating shockwave that shatters all nearby frozen enemies. And then you have the Penumbral Blast, fire stasis projectiles from their staff that explode on impact. Enemies hit by the crystalline shrapnel are immediately frozen solid. So sorry, I believe the blast is first, and then you have the Shatter Shockwave. At least that's how they show it in the videos. But you know what I'm really excited for, Sin, is actually
the new layout of the screen.
Yes, and they've only showed the Warlock one so far, but we know it's going to be this for Hunter and Titan also. This is awesome. Okay,
yes.
So we have abilities at top, and then we have aspects, and then we have fragments. And there look like there's going to be so many like rows of capabilities. So, like even on aspects, even though there's two you can have active at a time, I saw a submenu that goes down a few, so you can have multiple ones to pick from. And then fragments, you're going to have, I don't know, they only show in this example maybe four that you can have active at a time, but there could be more. But they,
don't you find some of those fragments in the world?
Yeah, you find them in the world. Let's see if I can find this wording here. Yeah, aspects manifest as physical items in the world that you can discover. And so, you know, it's kind of could be cool. It could be very MMO-ish, right? We're like, oh, I want that new Whisper of Bonds fragment that will give me super energy back. And they're like, oh, well, guess what? You can only get that 0.5% drop chance, or you can get it in the raid, you know, or something like that. So we have things to grind for.
Yeah, I think it's going to put a new dynamic to how subclasses work. And hopefully they change the screens for all the other ones and do something similar.
Well, I don't think they will. Paul Tassi also doesn't think they will, at least not right away. It's too much work. We're guessing that it's just this new subclass, you know, for the three, the Warlock, Titan, and Hunter. But then the other subclasses, if they change, it'll be something more down the road later in the year or the next year's DLC or something like that. But it's always possible. Hopefully they do. Sorry, I didn't do as much research on this sin, but I mean, I'm excited about it, but I kind of want to also just experience it. And we still have to wait till November 10th. I'm going to cry.
2 months. Two more months, and we're there.
No! What are we going to do in the meantime? More raids? More trials? Are we going to play other games? All anything on your list you're interested in?
I do want to finish Borderlands, the DLCs, because I haven't finished the gambling one that he did, whatever it's called, Jack something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. And then the new one. I have them, but I just need to finish them.
Yes, yes, you do. They're pretty good. I mean, I'm working on Horizon Zero Dawn. I wanted to restart that game because I played it a while ago and really liked it, but I got stuck on something, and then I think an expansion for Destiny came out and never got back to it. And now it's been so long, I just felt it'd be easier to start the game and really enjoying it again. I think seeing all the PC players that have been playing it lately and them really enjoying it is what's gotten me back into it.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind trying it on PC. I didn't really play much on PS4. Can't remember if I still have it yet or not, though. I got to look at my my game catalog in my drawer that I haven't used.
You still have it? You don't delete them if you ever bought it, right?
Well, I think I got the disc.
Oh, and you might have gotten rid of the disc?
Maybe, because I didn't play it.
You slacker.
I try.
All right, well, we have a couple of feedback and question things that finally getting around to, Sin. Finally.
It's about time.
Yes. Because I feel like we never officially talked about this one with Guerrilla Golf, even though we kind of love talking about it in the Discord ahead of time. But he asked, as someone who feels themselves playing less and less D2, what do you guys think is going to be the biggest draw of the new season? What are your expectations for this game over the next 6 months?
Expectations over the next 6 months.
And yeah, like what would be the biggest draw for you, Sin? Like if they added this type of thing in the game or enhanced upon this from what Destiny has been in the past, it's like your favorite thing to do in the game or a reason to run it more.
You know, I think if they focus more on the raid aspect, you know, we got three basically year one and what, two or three the second year. And we haven't gotten but one per year since. I think over the next 6 months or so, when the new content drops and we get a new raid, whenever Vault of Glass finally comes, I think that'll be a big draw for me. Plus a new story, obviously. We have a new story and a new campaign coming this fall. I mean, I'm really excited about that, honestly. You know, I just really want to see where they're going to end up taking it. You know, with the new subclass screen, taking stuff out of the game to obviously optimize, you know, I'm just kind of curious to see where they're going to take it. But I think with the story and the raids that are coming, I think we're going to have a lot to, do basically.
Yeah, I hope so. That's my biggest draw. I do like things like the campaign, of course, and I hope that this campaign is more on par with Forsaken, Taken King. A lot of people think it should be, but we don't know for sure. And if they can, I mean, remember how awesome the Forsaken campaign was? And then the Dreaming City opened a few weeks later after they passed the raid and that whole huge area. And then you had the Ascendant challenges that rotated. What were there, 6 or 9 different ones? And they rotated each week. And then you had the dungeon and you would go back and do it again. And there was just, and then the activity inside where you'd shoot all the thrall, you know, the not escalation protocol, but the one inside the Dreaming City.
Oh, yes.
You know,
not it's Well, something.
Jeez.
Blind well.
Anyways, I mean, that was a lot of fun stuff to do at the time. And
now nobody plays them.
But I mean, like, that was a lot of stuff to do that just kept coming out. And the Dreaming City changed how it looked each week. And there was different aspects, not just how it looked, but the vendors moved. There was different aspects of how you would do things, like just the little even cheesy things of carrying the orbs or...
Celesto.
Yeah. And the Blind Well changed each week, too, the different enemies that were in it. So... I don't know. That's great. I hope that this campaign and the story is a lot like that. And I always like strikes, and we've already talked about that. Unfortunately, there's only one new strike and one reprise strike coming right away, and then we'll get another two in the future. But I still feel like if they hit this right, we can get at least... I feel like Forsaken gave us a good 3 months of content, even if we hit it somewhat hard. Because stuff was drawn out anyways, you know, get all the queen's bounties, you know, all that stuff could take a good 3 months minimum to get everything done. And by then it's another season. And of course, the seasons aren't going to be as good as like the main DLC. But I feel like Shadowkeep, we were kind of done-ish in a month, you know, even that had a couple small things that were drawn out if you hit it hard. So I hope this one's a little bigger. We know that Vault of Glass is coming sometime within the year. So hopefully it's the next season right after that, or worst case, if it's not the winter season, then the spring, they better not wait till the summer season. I mean, that's like towards the end.
It would be kind of nice if they just surprised everybody and brought it out the first season.
Well, yeah,
that could be a possibility. I mean, they've been working on it and we know it's been coming. So maybe they'll do the new raid. We'll do the raid race for that. And then once everybody gets settled in, maybe another month, you know, before the couple weeks to the end of the season, they'll drop it.
Yeah. So, and then we have a comment from Burning Wing. I haven't played for 2 months. Okay. Thank you, Burning Wing.
Slacker.
No, we love you, man.
I've been wearing jorts and saying moist.
Wearing 2 million jorts. I mean, Gorilla Golf also says, what are your guys' expectations for Beyond Light? Because we didn't really, his question from before was similar, but what major change coming to the D2 world and Beyond Light has you excited and what has you skeptical? I want to answer this also because what has me the most excited, again, like I said, is the new area. What has me a little skeptical and excited, I know it sounds ironic to be on both, but bringing back the Cosmodrome, I hope it's not just carbon copy how it is. Meaning same public events, and I want it to be new. Like there's new ghosts to dead ghosts to find, or new hidden secrets where there's like a mini boss that pops up that wasn't there in D1, a new entrance on the map. Like they added some new lost sectors and stuff like that. And they'll probably do some of this, but I am a little skeptical that it will be super alive. Because even with the moon coming back, Sin, I don't know how you feel. Like, you know, let's look at this. We never really talked about after the fact. The moon coming back was cool and all, but do you really feel like the moon is alive? Like you want to go back there much?
I mean, I want to go back there to do stuff, but not. I don't necessarily need to go out of my way to do it.
Yeah. Oh, I guess Altars of Sorrow is pretty cool, but that was a part that wasn't part of the original moon map, anyways. Of course, they added that new part.
Right. And Altars of Sorrow is fun, especially if you're grinding kills for catalysts, because the waves of enemies that come, it is nice. And it constantly spawns, so you're constantly getting events, and it's not something you got to sit around and wait for. You just got to get
exactly.
in and start it.
You know, with, and we kind of talked about this with someone off the air once, and my radio DJ saying off the air, we talked about this, but with Whisper going away and the Leviathan, Altars is really the only semi-good thing where you can get a lot of kills that just waves upon waves.
Right. And that'll be probably where everybody goes.
Hopefully they make something new. Shattered Throne is a really, really good one, but it takes a while to get there, so it's not worth it. There's also a throwaway in the Shattered Throne.
That's true. The Void Room where you basically don't regenerate.
All right. And then Lazarich has, we have one more question from him. Are there any D1 exotics you'd like to see make their way back into the game during the next round of seasons? Gjallarhorn and...
must have Gjallarhorn.
And what's the auto rifle? It was my first exotic.
Zalo Supercell.
I mean, I know that's very similar to the ARC submachine gun. Okay, I can't remember that one now that we currently have. Riskrunner.
What is it?
Riskrunner?
Yes.
But Zalo Supercell, it was still slightly different. I mean, it also gave you your super, you know, added upon your super.
Probably having Zalo will give you more range than an SMG.
Well, of course. It wasn't a very accurate auto rifle. I mean, it took me a while to learn that. I was like, this is fun, and they're chaining against each other, and it's killing everything. But then I kind of quickly learned, well, it's really only killing the small, easy red ads, like the Thrall and stuff like that. It's somewhat useless against the yellow bars or higher.
Right.
But it was still fun. What about you? Anything else? I know I kind of stole Gjallarhorn in that. Any other ones you can... I can't even think of that many more. Icebreaker? I don't think that's coming back. That would be fun, though. I did like that weapon.
Yeah, Icebreaker would be nice. That would be definitely for the PvP people.
Or it would also be good for Vaulted Glass, since Vaulted Glass is coming back. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. They bring it. What if they bring it back right when Vault of Glass comes back? That'd be hilarious, actually.
They
we
may
all be in the back now, just like how we were, and at the top, you know, before you jump down, and everyone just hitting with Icebreaker.
Man, the what they could do with the game, honestly, there's so much. There is so much that they could do.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. Well, we really thank you guys for putting those questions. Keep them coming. And we don't always focus on that. I want to more. We've had some great guests that, boy, there's been so much to talk about that sometimes we don't get around to some of these questions. But if anyone has any ideas for other guests to bring on the show or topics you want us to talk about, and even better yet, more questions to read on the air, please let us know in our podcast discussions, ideas, or questions for the show channel. Should I make that simpler, Sin? It's kind of a long one. I can call it the PDIO.
Just come to the best hub of the net.
TS. Yeah, the best hub on the net. Well, it's a little early. I mean, I guess we're closing up here probably, but you're supposed to say that at the end.
I'll say it whenever I want.
Whenever you want, yeah. Well, we had a lot of fun hearing some of our other quote favorite podcasts these last few weeks. So we always want to give shout outs to Guardian Downcast and to Titans and a Hunter. We know
the trifecta.
Yes, the trifecta of them and us. And we know that Night Demon was a guest recently on Guardian Downcast. So everyone, please check that out if you haven't listened to Guardian Downcast yet. And then, of course, he comes from Two Titans and a Hunter podcast. So they are great, great friends of the shows. Please check that out. And if there's other Destiny podcasts you want to, you're like, I don't have enough Destiny podcasts to listen to. I wish I had a list. Sin, where would you find that list?
At DestinyPodcast.com.
Yes. And also, if you want to, I wish I had more people to raid with. How can I do that, Sin?
LFG.DestinyPodcast.com.
Yes, that'll bring you to our lovely 100.io combo group, which again is between us, Guardian Downcast, and Two Titans and a Hunter. You the can say, factor. Yes, I need help with Leviathan because I'm a pleb. And then you can post that and it'll pop in everyone's Discords and people will hopefully join up and help you out. No, you're not a pleb if you haven't done Leviathan. It means we're just excited to help you. What maybe. Else? Maybe. Please join our Discord if you haven't done so. It's a great place to talk to people. We will have a link in our show notes and also on our About Us page. It's a great place to find what name I'm giving Sin daily.
I know. I still wish I could change yours. You're lucky. You are lucky.
I am lucky. I never actually knew you couldn't until you mentioned it one day.
But I do get a kick out of changing Nullsies periodically.
Mm, yes. Sorry, I also updated the list on the right a little bit. I don't know if you noticed this, but we have admin at the top now, ambassadors, I mean, like normal. Then I put clan next, so everyone in their nice yellow color are listed. So we really always thank everyone who has joined our clan. There are many people also that have been guests of the show that are also on our clan, but I wanted to keep them separate as red. That means they have been on the podcast before. So anyone in that list, you're like, wow, all these people have been on the podcast? Yes, they have. And you can write them and say, how can I get on the podcast to talk to Sin and Kingsley? And they can let you know. No, they say, don't do it. It's a trap.
Do it now.
Yeah. Well, Sin, I think that's it for this week. So we can have our other, unless you had anything else.
Quick and painful. I like it.
Ooh, yes. I mean, my shoulder is painful right now, so that's somewhat true.
You need to get healed up.
Yep. I took an Advil. Maybe I got to drink something else with it.
You took a pill in Ibiza?
A what?
The song.
No. I guess I didn't know that one. And where can people find you?
You can find me on the interwebs or over on twitch.tv/SinMedia. Sin is C-Y-N and over on Twitter at Sin_media. Kingsley.com. SinMedia.com. Fire that stasis trident and take us out.
Yes, you can find me as Kingsley Mac at all the places except on Twitter. I am MC Kingsley. And you can find our show, The Guardian Hub, at its website, theguardianhub.com. Also on Twitter as The Guardian Hub.
The best hub on the net.
Yes. Well, Sin, thanks for joining me this week. And we want to thank everyone who tuned in to listen to us.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. But we thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. And goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.